Welcome to From the Chair with the Most Reverend Frederick F. Campbell, Bishop of the Diocese of Columbus. From the Chair is a series created by Bishop Campbell in cooperation with St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, so that he might directly speak with his flock to address questions about living the Catholic faith. In this series, Bishop Campbell hopes to present many subjects, including life in the Church, spiritual growth, our responsibility as Christians, and our individual vocation to holiness. From the Chair is intended to encourage our prayer life, to draw us deeper into a relationship with God, and to announce the good news of Jesus Christ. And now, Bishop Frederick Campbell.
My dear friends, this past Sunday we heard a couple of scripture readings that have a particular meaning and a particular power as well. The Gospel reading is taken from our Gospel of Matthew, which we have been reading continuously this year. And the passage that you heard on Sunday is part of those three chapters in Matthew, chapters 16, 17, and 18, that are often called the chapters of the church. In fact, the word church is used only here and in the Gospel of Matthew, and in no other Gospel. And in these three chapters, in a sense, our Lord is outlining what it means to be a church, how to live in the church, and how to be associated with the body of Christ. Sunday's reading has to do with the question that Peter asked of Jesus, "How many times must I forgive another?" Seven times? And our Lord responds, no, seven times, 70 times. And the parable that follows of the forgiven but unforgiving servant follows immediately after the verses in Matthew in which our Lord talks about actually expelling people from the church who are a danger to the community. And it's interesting that then there would be that passage on forgiveness. And the parable is very strong, for it is the parable of a king who forgave an enormous debt, but seems not by his act of mercy to have taught the servant very much, because the servant went out and instead of forgiving another as he had been forgiven, he, in fact, put terrible pressure on that servant to pay back the debt that he owed. And, in fact, the punishment that our Lord outlines in this parable is severe. A punishment for not forgiving once one is forgiven. That gospel passage about forgiving is marked with an association with the first reading, which is taken from the book of Sirach, which deals not only with the power of mercy and forgiveness, but rather for those parts of our human life, our human heart, that make it difficult for us to forgive. For the parable and the reading from the book of Sirach talk not so much about those who are forgiven, but about those who will not forgive. The author of the book of Sirach tells us that wrath and anger are hateful things, but they sometimes have a terrible hold on our minds and on our hearts. And Sirach asks, if we cling to anger and lack of forgiveness, how can we expect mercy ourselves? And to this question, Sirach adds a very interesting perspective on forgiveness. The author tells us, remember your last days. For how we shape our lives now, and how to understand our manner of living in this world and the time we have here, has eternal consequences. For there will be a moment when forgiveness, mercy have finished, and a final assessment will take place. Remember your last days, Sirach asks us, because in those last days, the everlasting meaning of your life will then be revealed and determined. Why then forgive? Well, forgiveness, of course, first of all, simply follows the pattern that is revealed of God through Jesus Christ. That it is in that act of forgiveness and mercy that God reveals himself as a God of life, a God of fresh beginnings, a God of conversion for his creatures. But so often people ask, then what is the relationship between justice and forgiveness? Does forgiveness just sweep away any sense of justice or good order? We have to remember that forgiveness is not excusing, nor does forgiveness diminish the reality of evil. Yes, there must be restitution that is required for an act of injustice. Justice must be restored, for in fact, in our civil and human order, there must be a form of protection from the worst consequences of evil. But there is a moment when we realize that mere justice may not be sufficient for human flourishing. We may come to a point where justice becomes simply retribution. It stops any hope of future amendment. And at this point, forgiveness intervenes in order to assert that justice should aim toward the enhancement of life. And there are moments when, in order to begin afresh, there must be a forgiveness, an act of mercy. Now, in the parable, we are told that the king was owed a huge debt by that servant. There was no possibility of repayment. The servant begged for mercy, and in fact even promised that he would pay back every cent if in fact he was given time. But the king, understanding that at that moment there was no hope that that debt could be repaid, and so it was forgiven that the servant might be free of that burden. But on the same day, that servant who was forgiven found another servant who owed him a debt that we are told was much, much smaller than the debt that the first servant owed to the king, and would not forgive that other person. In the king's action, we find that any movement toward contrition, toward amendment of a change of life, is accepted, and new life can begin. But the effect of a wrathful and unforgiving personality is a personality closed in on himself. It is a person whose heart and mind is in great danger of withering away. There is also an egotism in an unforgiving person who believes that he himself is worthy of forgiveness, of all the chances that mercy will give him, but in fact does not believe anyone else is worthy of that. And I think that as we consider what may block our willingness to forgive, is first perhaps no experience of being forgiven ourselves, but how generously and how abundantly does Jesus Christ pour that out upon us. But sometimes an unforgiving person is forgetful of his own need. For the manner in which we forgive will determine in the way in which we are forgiven. That, of course, is a petition that we pray every time we say the Our Fathers. I've often noticed that in our own world, there is sometimes a loss of the sense of sin in ourselves, but we remain very attentive to the power of sin in others. And as our Lord tells us, remove that beam from your eye first, and then remove the mote in the eye of the other. A forgiving personality is one that can be free. Free of bitterness, free of a dark desire for revenge, free of being enclosed upon himself. Forgiveness can be an act of freedom. It is also a gift. The other may not receive it, but yet, in giving it, we move closer to the pattern that we know in Jesus Christ.
You have been listening to From the Chair with the Most Reverend Frederick F. Campbell, Bishop of the Diocese of Columbus. From the Chair is a series created by Bishop Campbell in cooperation with St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, so that he might directly speak with his flock to address questions about living the Catholic faith. Join us each Tuesday at 5 p.m. for From the Chair with Bishop Frederick F. Campbell.